What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Well, Donna Brazile, the former acting chair of the Democratic National Committee, who left that job under a cloud of suspicion, has now joined the Fox News Channel as a contributor. And her job will be to provide political commentary on the Fox News Channel and Fox Business Network. She makes her debut appearance on The Daily Briefing with Dana Perino this week. Now, Brazile, of course, is a longtime Democratic operative, and it's another indicator that Fox News is being dragged toward the left by Murdoch's sons. Tucker Carlson's show has hit the number one spot. Now, advertisers are nervous over this little Media Matters fight. The viewers are loving it, but his ratings keep going up. Keep going up. Oh, all right. We're going to take a phone call now from Scott in Dallas. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I want to talk about the New Zealand thing a little bit. When it first came out that morning, I saw it at the gym, got home, had a notification pop up so you could go watch it. So me and old Cody Snodgrass, we sat and broke it down and looked at a lot of things. And talking about the disappearing brass, if anybody wants to see the video, it has been uploaded on DTube now. It's New Zealand shooting helmet cam uncut, uncensored video, warning graphic content. You can visually watch the cartridges, the brass, disappear out of the frame. None of it ever hits the ground. There was never any muzzle flash that was coming out of a lot of the guns that he was using.
Well, there wouldn't be any muzzle flash from his point of view. That's the whole point of a muzzle break, isn't it?
No, there would be
a muzzle flash. You know, a flash suppressor doesn't hide from the target. A flash suppressor is to keep the flash from dazzling the eyes of the shooter. And I've been sent this video about the brass supposedly disappearing in midair. What you're looking at is motion blur, in the camera shutter.
No, what you're looking at is you're confused. You don't know what you're looking at because I'm sitting here watching it. You're going to sit here and lie to me. So, I tell you what, here's another thing I want to say. At what point do people lose their salvation and become sinners when they comply with the satanic government? I know it doesn't apply to you because you don't believe in God.
Okay, but as I said earlier in the show, there is a lot of junk being poured out onto the web regarding New Zealand to try and keep everybody confused and from forming a consensus. But I think the one thing we can all agree on, based on the way they're cracking down on that original video, is they've got something to hide. Anyway, thank you for the call, Scott. We're going to let you go here. Get on back to our domestic political news here. Okay. Now, Kamala Harris, who is yet another of the too numerous to count, Democratic presidential candidates, she is now being slammed by Latino activists for refusing to investigate the Ponzi scheme operated by the nutritional supplement marketer Herbalife in exchange for what looks like bribes masquerading as donations from Herbalife lobbyist Heather Podesta. Now, at the time, Harris was the Attorney General of California. Heather Podesta was married to Tony Podesta, the high-powered lobbyist with long-standing ties to Hillary Clinton. Tony's brother, John Podesta, was the campaign manager for Hillary 2016. So, again, it's all deep state. It's all deep state. Okay, getting to the economic news here. Facebook stock has their worst day of 2019 after these executives left, the announcement of investigations by the Attorney General, and an analyst downgrade. And there's concern that more executives may be getting ready to leave the company. They're in trouble over there. And they're in trouble because they forgot their original mission, which was to connect people with each other. And then they decided, well, all of those people were connecting. That's a resource. We can mine that for information. We can sell that. And then to add insult to injury, they decided we, the almighty Facebook, will decide what people can and cannot say on our little system. So they're in trouble. I hope, you know, I feel bad for everybody who works there. I hope Facebook gets driven out of business as an object lesson to social media that you are not as great as you think you are and that you've got to respect your users. That's really what it comes down to. Whether it's Google, Twitter, YouTube, or Facebook, they lost respect for their users. They just see us as the great unwashed. Over at Tesla, they're in a little bit of trouble. There is a 46-page Value Investor Club write-up on Tesla. Was published by JCO Viotto on Monday and basically pointed on out that Tesla right now is operating on what could be described as a modified Ponzi scheme, because right now 78% of Tesla's operating cash flow is coming from customer deposits. Now, once that money is in there, it's true that Tesla can do whatever they want, but if they're burning up that money just to keep the company going, then how are they going to pay for the cars they must eventually deliver to those customers? There's an issue there. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Donald Trump is still going over the budget, and he is renewing his efforts to eliminate government funding for PBS and NPR. And he's out there basically saying that they got along fine before on private fundraising. And PBS and NPR, they're very liberal organizations, and the liberals have got a lot of money. And if they want to fund NPR and PBS, they can. I mean, we've got PBS here on Oahu, and every time I tune into it, yeah, sometimes they'll have some nice classical music, but every time they're talking, it is just all of this far left stuff out there about how we've just, you know, got to show respect for the for this particular perversion or that particular perversion. And you know, I got a news message for PBS and NPR: mental illness is not a civil right. And again, going back to the history of Germany, just before the rise of the Nazis, they had the same loose attitudes about whatever goes and out in the streets just flaunting it. It's the sign of our society falling apart and keeping us so fragmented that we really can't pay attention to what is being done to us by the money junkies and by the government. This is one decision that Trump has made that I'm absolutely in agreement with here. Over at the UCLA Anderson Forecast, they've announced that the United States economy is at a very real risk of falling into a recession in the year 2020. That means next year. I think it's going to hit before then. We're already seeing food prices go up here. So there's really no way to head it on off. And it's going to be a bad one, at which point they'll say, well, let's fire up the war as a distraction, because that's what worked the last two times. So here we have the United States of America, a people that broke free of the chains of the British monarchy, that vowed they would never be ruled by an aristocracy that controlled the government and finance. And now we're so distracted by social fragmentation that we're blind. We have become enslaved to a new and formidably informal financial aristocracy, the money junkies, the bankers. They're calling the shots. And we're too busy screaming at each other to see it. We should be looking at it. All right, the Supreme Court has ruled that the federal government can detain immigrants awaiting deportation well after they've completed prison terms for criminal convictions. Now, the pro-immigrant people are out there saying that it's unconstitutional to hold these people for so long without some kind of due process proceedings, because it is a very long waiting list. But I would counter that we're dealing with people who are not covered by the Constitution because they are not U.S. citizens. And more to the point, they are in fact criminals awaiting their deportation or asylum hearings. And I'm sorry that these cases can go on for years, but again, that's the fault of the liberal open immigration people who have just engineered a system. They wanted catch and release. They don't want there to actually be hearings or amnesty hearings. It's just, okay, we got them on this side of the border. Well, you got to let them go. Unconstitutional if you keep them in, you know, in a holding center someplace. You got to let them go. Now, going on back to 2017, Hungary built a 96-mile-long, 14-foot-tall, double-line fence, got a road going down the middle of it, includes several layers of razor wire capable of delivering electric shocks. And nearly every police officer in Hungary is part of a rotation to monitor the border fence at all times. Here is the payoff. Okay. Prior to the construction of the wall, they were getting illegal immigrants crossing the borders 6,000 per day. After completing the fence, it dropped to just 40 per day. Walls do work. Over in Great Britain, Piers Morgan basically took on Tony Blair. Tony Blair is out there saying, really, we need a second referendum. There has to be a second referendum. The British public has changed their mind, and we just know that we have to have a second referendum. And Piers Morgan basically tore into him, saying, this is the same guy who ignored the will of the people and took the Great Britain into war with Iraq, which is absolutely true. The British people did not want to go to war in Iraq, and Tony Blair just went ahead and did it. Over in Pennsylvania, there is a female high school student who has hired attorneys and filed a federal complaint last week alleging her privacy was violated and she was subjected to sexual harassment when a transgender student was using the same locker room. This happened at Honesdale High School. Happened at the beginning of the school year. And basically, this female high school student was in the locker room changing and turned around, and there was a guy who had on women's underwear, and he was just staring at her, and she felt very violated and scared. So she went to the school administration to complain about this, and she was told that the only solution was that she would have to wait outside the locker room until the transgender student left, and then she could go in and do what she needed to do, which made her late for gym class, late for other classes. In other words, they acted like she was the one with the problem. And I think she's got a very solid case here. And I think this transgender nonsense has gone on just long enough. It's not real. It is a social trend. It's a fashion. Little kids are being encouraged to say, I'm transgender. And again, it's all about keeping us so confused that we're not paying attention to the direction this nation is going. Okay. Over in Virginia, odd little weird law here. There's a pizzeria, Goody's Pizza, and they decided to spruce up the exterior of their Clarendon location with a mural depicting pizza alongside various common toppings like mushrooms, tomatoes, and olives. And it was going to be a sales tool to get a little more attention from people walking by. Unfortunately, under Arlington County's sign code, no mural painted on the outside of a business may depict the products sold inside. So in other words, if the mural on the side of Goody's Pizza Parlor had featured car parts, clothing, or something else that the restaurant doesn't sell, it would have been left up there. And instead, the zoning officials promptly notified that the mural was out of compliance, and now it's been painted over with a uniform lime green paint job. I think that is a dumb law. I think that is a very dumb law. And, you know, for one thing, you know, painting of murals is going to help the buildings last, keeping the walls sealed from weather, water damage, and so forth. I think it's a dumb law. And it just shows how overly meddlesome government can be when they don't have anything better to do. Remember Roswell, New Mexico? Site of the crash of that balloon that was trying to detect Russian nuclear weapons tests. I forget the name of the project. I think it was Project Orion. Anyway, member council voted to make their jurisdiction a sanctuary city for the unborn. This is in response, of course, to all these states and cities that are passing these ridiculous abortion up to the moment of birth laws. Now, this is a purely symbolic gesture because obviously the unborn cannot get to Roswell, New Mexico, unless the mother goes there herself. And if the mother is willing to go there herself, then this is a mother who does not intend of getting rid of her unborn child. But I'm glad they made the statement there. I really did. Okay, we have been talking about Captain Marvel, which we are seeing, again, websites are being edited to make this movie seem better than it really is. Rotten Tomatoes was deleting all these negative reviews saying there's just too many of them. It just has to be trolls and robots and so forth. Like, why would anybody bother? But that was their justification. Facebook was taking down negative reviews. Twitter is blocking. And it turns out the reason is this movie is unbridled U.S. military propaganda. They spent a huge amount of money on it, and they're trying to get people to see it. Word of mouth is already spreading. This is a horrible movie. And now Disney's apparently trying a different trick because they're out there saying, this movie is selling tickets, you know, it's doing great box office. But apparently over at one movie theater, an employee basically went public saying that they sold 570 tickets for the movie through the advanced ticket sales. And when the screening actually happened, only 23 people were in the actual theater. So they're just basically trying to buy up the tickets and generate some fake numbers to try and lure you into the theater. And when it comes on cable, I may look at it. But again, everything that I've read about this, coming from a non-military, non-corporate media source, is saying that it's trite, it is shallow, it is just all about, you know, rah-rah, U.S. military power is great. And even on our regular cable service today, Claire was noticing over this last weekend, a lot of war movies. There's a lot of war movies out there. Okay, over in Mozambique and Zimbabwe, they're being hit with Cyclone Idai. It's triggered a massive disaster, and it's affecting hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, according to the United Nations. The region has been hit by widespread flooding and devastation, affecting Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi. And it's a humanitarian disaster. It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. Over in Queensland, Australia, they're dealing with tropical cyclone Trevor, which is about to make landfall. And they have yet another storm system coming in from the west. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And once again, thanks to everybody who's been donating to Republic Broadcasting and to WhatReallyHappened.com. Had you not done so, we might not be here. It is that dire. And we still need your help. This month is very, very tight. And so the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a debit or credit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. And I had an alert listener email me in the project that led to the Roswell incident was Project Mogul. And now I recall Project Orion was actually an attempt to make a nuclear-powered aircraft, which apparently Russia has succeeded in doing after all these years. Okay, now getting on back to the world of computers here. Do you remember Google Plus? This was the Google's consumer social platform in which it was Google, but you would pay for it, and there'd be fewer commercials. Well, it didn't pan on out, and so they basically announced in October of last year, they're going to shut it down in August of this year. And Google Plus is now sending out the final warning to back up your data before it's deleted. In fact, that you should do it before April 2nd of this year, or it will be deleted. And apparently, they discovered an API bug that was discovered that leaked user information. After another bug was disclosed in December, Google decided to move up the retirement date for the former platform to April. So there's a bug. There's a bug. All right. We're still seeing this tension going on between the United States government and Huawei. And we're seeing the United States literally go to other countries and say, you know, you've got to do business with us. Don't buy your 5G from Huawei. And the U.S. is out there saying, we don't know what China is going to be doing with that system. They could be using it to spy. And what's really ironic is virtually everything the United States is accusing China of potentially doing, we know the United States already does. And so for a lot of countries, it's come down to a question of who do we want to have spying on us, the United States or China? And a lot of countries are out there saying that as far as they can tell, it's going to be easy to make sure that there isn't any malware or spyware on these 5G routers, because that's all that they're buying from Huawei. The real issue, though, of course, is that the United States, specifically the National Security Agency, wants to continue spying on every single electronic device in the world, and Huawei will not cooperate. Huawei is not going to backdoor their 5G routers for the benefit of U.S. intelligence. And especially with all the tension over the Taiwan, the South China Sea, and the tariffs, I don't think anybody would blame China for not wanting to be that agreeable. But the U.S. is definitely out there snooping. Donald Trump is proposing $86 billion for the spy budget. That's a 6% increase over the previous year. And they're out there selling it by saying, well, there's a threat posed by Russia and China. We've got to keep an eye on Russia and China, and that's why we need all this money here. You don't need all that money to keep an eye on Russia. Just call Sarah Palin. She can just look over and take a look at that. Over at the U.S. Department of Commerce, where they're working on artificial intelligence facial recognition systems, a lot of people are concerned about privacy because the Department of Commerce is using photos of immigrants, abused children, and even dead people to train their facial recognition systems. Now, I'm not as up on AI as I probably ought to be in my copious amounts of free time, but I think making facial recognition AI is not going to solve the problem. I think they're going to have even more false positives than they had before. And I base that on the fact that out here on Oahu, we've got the Weather Channel, and it makes a big deal over the fact it uses IBM's Watson, which is an AI system which is supposed to learn by comparing the forecast with what actually happens with the weather to refine the forecasting ability. And frankly, it's terrible. And I think the part that's missing from AI when it's self-learning is how do you check that what it's learning is correct? How do you know for sure that AI is not, in fact, teaching itself something completely bogus and wrong? How do you reset it? How do you wind it back? And I think the same thing would apply to this facial recognition system. Okay, got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones now to Carlos in Seattle. Aloha, Carlos. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Michael. I'll try to make this relatively short. Oh, and by the way, I've enjoyed your show for many years. Anyway.
Thank you.
My question is, do you think Alaska's missile deterrent system would be effective against the more modern Russian type of launch vehicles and other capabilities?
Well, first of all, Alaska's missile defense system, like pretty much the rest of the U.S. System, is based on a doctrine, if you will, of a predictable inbound ballistic path. And the whole point of Russia and presumably China's latest weapons is they're not predictable. They basically dance around the sky. And we have top commanders, even in the U.S. military, saying we're not prepared to defend against these, which is another way of saying give us a lot more money so we can come up with something else that probably won't work when we use it. Ultimately, it's all a world of simulations. And fortunately, we really have not had very many examples of these weapons being tested in the real world. They always work well when they're under control testing. But I'm talking real world, get out into an actual conflict and start flinging them at each other. And then we'll see what really works and what doesn't. And again, I think this is the reason why Israel has not gone into Syria ever since the S-400s went online. Because if just one F-35 gets shot down, Lockheed just loses it.
Yes, I guess the reason why I asked this, I grew up in Alaska. I have a lot of friends and relatives there. We rely on Fort Greeley to counter such a thing. And they use something called exo-atmospheric kill vehicles, which I'm just making an educated guess.
Those smart really rocks.
Wouldn't be effective, because they rely on energy.
Well, if you're going fast enough, that usually is going to be sufficient. The nickname for them is Smart Rocks, and it came out of the Strategic Defense Initiative. As far as you're concerned about people in Alaska, in terms of a first strike, what the Chinese and the Russians are going to aim at are the weapons, the missile launchers, the nuclear missiles. So if you're not living near some place where nuclear weapons are being kept or deployed, then you're not going to have to worry about it.
All right. Well, a pleasure talking to you. Have a good day.
Okay. Now, obviously, if you're living in Seattle now, you've got that harbor over there at Bremerton filled with all those warships. That would probably be a target.
Well, we also have, I think, Discovery Park. There's some untalked about facilities there.
Okay.
Have a good one, Ed.
All right, thanks an awful lot. I remember when we were living in Seattle, and we used to, on the weekends, we just drive around the back roads just to explore. And we stumbled across a lot of very odd, very obviously military facilities there as well. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Terry in California. Aloha, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, you're talking about Joe Biden. Well, everybody needs to keep in mind that he proudly proclaimed himself as a Zionist last year. And so factor that in when you decide you might want to vote for him. On the other side of it, I agree with Dustin that, you know, and I'll take it one step further. If you want to see who somebody really is, you look at their staff, you look at the people they appoint. And Trump is obviously a Zionist too. He wants to take over the world because he's told to do it. Because his staff was Bolton, it's Pompeo, it's all the neocons are still there. Just like when George Bush got elected, he turned the whole government over to him.
Yep.
So I'm afraid we're not too far from that. And
we're right back to the project Republic for the new American century.
Yeah, and if you're going to stick with Republicans and Democrats, you get a choice between two Zionists, and I don't think the outcome would be much different. And then if something happens to Trump where he doesn't want to run, you got Pence, who's also in the same boat. He's a neocon Zionist. So, you know, I've kind of given up on that, and I do what Jesse Ventura recommended, which is don't vote for a Democratic or Republican. Now, the last time I voted for one of those two was, well, I did vote for Romney because I had these friends that said, oh, you're going to waste your vote. You're going to waste your vote. And so I did waste my vote. I voted for Romney. That was a waste. And I think they try to suppress these other parties. And I know you're not some kid called up one day and you kind of chewed them out for recommended we needed another party. But I don't think...
No, that isn't why I chewed him out.
Restricted.
I chewed him out because he was just saying people should stop voting. And I didn't think that was a really good idea. That just makes the vote fraud easier.
I agree. The guy I'm thinking about, though, says I think we need a third party. But we already got him. The system is working against him. You know, we can't...
Of course.
We got to... You know, if we want to do something, we find out what that force is and fight that force, you know? So, you know, if we want to change our government, we've got to find out what the force is at the top. You know, it's important that we hear about all the symptoms, like we talk about every day on this program. That's good. You have to have that knowledge. But we need to cut to the chase at some point and go right to the top and find out who's controlling who at the very top levels. And then the country get mobilized to attack them. You know, what's your opinion, Mike?
Well, I disagree with the notion that there is a single entity in control of the entire world. What we're seeing are various factions who are vying for control, and unfortunately, they're driving us closer and closer to outright war across the globe. But it's all driven by greed, the lust for power, and again, looking at just how bizarre our civilization is becoming, I have to wonder if we're all collectively just being driven insane by all the chemicals in our life, prescription antidepressants, chemicals in food, because when I was a kid, people didn't behave like this. They didn't behave this way. We were much more civilized back then. We had a society. We had a sense of community and cohesion. And today it's just everybody's out there whining and crying and, you know, popping their little bubble wrap.
You also got to look at the electronic pollution in the air. I mean, you know, in the atmosphere. You know, we got smart meters. We got Wi-Fi. We got all these, you know, stuff that's, you know, penetrating our bodies and minds. Do you think that's got any, you know, can be another control mechanism why we're not the same?
Well, I don't know that it's a control mechanism, but I've been very, very concerned about the aggregate total of electromagnetic radiation that we are subjected to in the modern urban environment. And I know people like to point fingers and say, oh, it's going to be the 5G, it's going to be the smart meters, it's going to be this. No, it's all of it together. It's 5G and the 4G and the 3G and the smart meters and the radio stations and the TV stations and the police radios and the, it's not Citizens Band anymore. What do they call it? The general radio telephone system, radars, of which we have huge numbers operating here on this island. It's all of it together, plus the AC hum from the wall. And does it have an effect?
Right.
Quite probably, yes. But as far as our behavior is concerned, it does seem like we're descending into a new dark ages.
Yeah, you know, it seems like some people are so easily fooled. You know, like you're talking about young people and transgender. I mean, even the older ones are, you know, the left and all this stuff are so easily snowed, you know, with all
yes.
They start believing it. And you know, why? Because they're told that, and they believe the news. They believe all this stuff, you know.
Well,
you know,
again, look at education. You know, modern education has been even Bill Gates admits Common Core was a failure.
Yeah. Okay, Mike, I got to call Julie to make a donation. Got to go.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, and thank you very much for the donation. We're going to let you go. Getting on back to the world of computers, and we may actually see more of this. Norsk Hydro, which is one of the world's largest aluminum producers, was hit with an extensive cyber attack that crippled some of its infrastructure. And the cyber attack was identified as an infection with the Locker Goga ransomware strain. And so what this company decided to do is they basically switched off the IT systems and they've gone back to manual operations to run the factory. And I think with this growing threat of ransomware, hackers, malware, that we may see more and more businesses sort of turn their back and say, we don't really need all of this automated machinery. You know, let's just go back to doing this the way it worked before when we didn't have to worry about this stuff. Because we know a lot of this stuff gets sold out there in the marketplace and it's bought because it's the latest whiz bang and people still want to have the latest whiz bang. Oh, gee, I've got an iWatch 3. I got to get the iWatch 4. I can't be seen with last year's watch. Which in a healthy functioning economy you can get away with today. No. Here's a good example. It's called ASS, the Automated Stop Start System. And this was a thing not too long ago. And the way it works is when you're driving the car and you come to a stop, the engine would shut off. And then the instant you took your foot off the brake pedal to move to the gas, the engine would restart. And the idea was this was going to save you gasoline. This was going to be huge savings in gasoline. Well, as it turns out, no, because in the process of restarting the engine, you're using a lot of gasoline. And worse than that, This is a huge strain on the car's battery. The car's battery is designed to start the car maybe three times a day, not 30 to 40. And as a result, owners of these cars with the automated stop-start system are having to replace their batteries much sooner than they normally would. And that more than offsets whatever gasoline savings they think they're getting. Because with this ASS, it's maybe 1 mile per gallon difference in the mileage. But you know what a car battery costs here. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Tom in Connecticut, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I can't believe you're just talking about that because both of the cars that my wife and I drive now have that.
Okay.
I mean, there is a defeat on it. You can hit a button and make it go away. But when we were first driving the car that she got, we thought it was what's happening with this? Is something wrong? We told the salesperson. He goes, oh, I should have defeated that before you went out because it seems like the car's stalling out at the light. You know,
That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
And I know this because one time we went to one of the neighboring islands and we got a rental car that had this thing in it. We didn't know that's what was going on. I figured it out finally what was going on. I didn't like the feel of it. Feel of a
it's
car that's, you know, that's kind of outside my control.
But I called about Hillary Clinton, and you know, have you listened to Charles Ortel? Any amount of listening to his ideas about the foundation?
Yes.
I can't believe. Now, he's been banging the drum since way before the election. I mean, he started, I think, a year before the election to talk about this. And that she would expose herself to these kinds of questions now that he feels are really coming to the fore now. And
yes.
That they will finally be taken to task at some point. And this would be friggin' Madoff on steroids because they sucked in foreign governments. By his telling of it, this is endless billions of dollars that have just been fraudulently attained by this entity that they call a charity.
Yes.
And unbelievable. And that,
and now we're finding,
you know,
out that the Department of Justice and the Clinton lawyers made a deal so that emails regarding the Clinton Foundation were unavailable to congressional investigators. Now, if William Barr really wants to restore America's trust in the Department of Justice, you end that deal. And you make those emails available to congressional investigators.
Well, just the testimony of these two guys, I don't remember their names, but it was on C-SPAN, and it's replayed quite a bit. I mean, they're just going like, the senator or whoever the representative was questioning them, he said, well, why didn't you bring this to these people? They're going, no, because... We found this, and these are the people that can prosecute this stuff. We brought it to them. And they went chapter and verse for about 10 minutes. It was mind-boggling that nobody has picked up the ball on this stuff that has been testified to. It's blatantly obvious when you start to delve into it, as Charles Ortel has done in great detail.
Yes.
And that the Southern District Court of New York, you know, they're all over Trump because of it. Now, he probably has improprieties, too, with his charities. But that this is, evidently appropriate paperwork hadn't been filed in New York State.
Yes.
All this stuff. And he brings up the specific fact that the woman in Florida had gone to jail recently for,
yes,
like, I think, $800,000 or something like that. And, you know, that Hillary Clinton, and they're just kind of like floating along. And no one wants to pick up the ball and take them to task for this stuff. But if she throws her hair, you know, out there and thinks she can run for president again, I don't know why she would expose herself to this.
Well, if somebody would prosecute her, all it's going to take is one felony conviction. Even if she's immediately, you know, the sentence is commuted, one felony conviction, she can't run in 2020. What's really interesting, though, is that the foundation's own books are showing they were not doing enough charitable work to qualify as a 501c3, which means Bill and Hillary Clinton are personally liable for the taxes on all of that money. And yet, again, nothing's being done. Anyway, listen, Tom, I got to let you go. And
absolutely.
We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program today after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Last segment of our program today here. You've probably been seeing on TV commercials by the aspirin companies that you should take a low-dose aspirin every day to prevent a heart attack or a stroke. And, of course, it has resulted in huge profits for the aspirin companies. And doctors were saying for decades that a daily 75 to 100 milligrams of aspirin could prevent cardiovascular problems. Unfortunately, the American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association have now reversed that idea. They did a large clinical trial and found a daily low-dose aspirin had no effect on prolonging life in healthy elderly people, and actually suggested too much aspirin could be linked to hemorrhaging. But it sold a lot of product. And, you know, that's really what it's all about. And in a nation where science is written to support commerce rather than the truth, you have to be very, very careful. We've been seeing them go back and forth about eggs. Last week, there was an article out saying that all this brouhaha about eggs and yolks and cholesterol, it turned out to just be complete and utter nonsense. Well, you know, there was an entire industry that was based on scaring you out of egg yolks. And that were all these companies that would take the eggs and the whites and they would whip them up and they'd put them in a carton and put all kinds of health promises on there and sell it for a lot more than an egg straight out of the rear end of a chicken would have cost you. Huge little markup. And so already we're seeing a pushback where there's another study saying that one egg a day increases your risk of stroke death by 17%. But their data was faulty. It was flawed. And they're hoping that you are so Common Core educated you don't realize it. So this debate has been going on. But really, you need to be careful about all these studies that say thus and such and ask what industry, whose pocketbook benefits from all of this. And finally, very tragic little story. This came out of the Daily Mail in Great Britain. The number of young people visiting U.S. emergency rooms with psychiatric problems is rising, driven largely by a surge in teens and minority youth seeking urgent help for mental illness. Between 2011 and 2015, there was a 28% increase in psychiatric emergency department visits among young people ages 6 to 24. Six? Are you kidding me? Visits spiked 54% for teens, 53% for African-American youth, 91% for young Hispanic patients. Suicide-related visits climbed more than twofold during the study period. Well, you have to look at those numbers and realize something that we're doing isn't working. Except, of course, it's selling product and making money for the medical industrial complex. And we need to go back and look. Is it these medications that are causing these problems? Are they making these people worse rather than better? Anyway, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learned from us, share it with everybody that you know. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to WhatReallyHappened.com. Without you, we will not be here. So have a good evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.